I want to ask a question. How many of you have ever wondered how many people have lived since the creation of Adam and Eve? I think many of you have. I know I've asked a number of brethren here, and, you know, what do you think, or how many people have lived, and are you curious about that? And I find that most brethren are curious about that. I did a little research, and I found that there, under one website, which I feel is pretty accurate, it's all done by actuarial data and measurements and what have you, they say that approximately 108 billion people have been born and lived on the earth since Adam and Eve. Quite a few people. We all know the account of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Heavenly Father gave Adam some very clear instructions. Of any of the fruit in the garden you can eat, but the day that thou partakest of the tree of good and evil, thou shalt surely die. And we know the story. Eve was deceived by the adversary, and Adam willfully disobeyed, and cast mankind under the Adamic curse of death and dying. For 6,000 years, mankind has been dying in the world. The first documented death, of course, I believe, is probably when Cain slew Abel, the first one to die, out of 108 billion people. Who are all these dead people? You know, Brother Obi made the point of our Heavenly Father being omnipotent. And our Heavenly Father could answer this question, couldn't he? Of the 108 billion people, our Heavenly Father could tell us who these dead people are. This is my first PowerPoint. Who are these dead people? Have you ever thought about that? We all know that they're in the sleep of death. We all know because of the curse they're in the sleep of death. Remember Job, he talked about this when he was going through the trials and experience of the adversary, the severe trials. He prayed to be sent to Sheol, didn't he? Where there was no knowledge, no understanding. He understood that death was a place of peace, the peace of death. And as I said, mankind's been dying for 6,000 years. If you really look at that in the actual numbers, that's about 2 million people a year. That's pretty hard to believe. And if you want another statistic that's pretty interesting, just since we've been talking, 7,000 people have died. Just since we've been talking. That's about 154,000 people a day. 56 million people a year. It's incomprehensible to think about the number of people that are dying each year, the pain and the suffering that the world of mankind goes through. How many of you have ever gone to a cemetery, walked through Arlington, military cemeteries, old cemeteries? Cap and I have had the privilege of traveling in Europe, and we've been to a number of old cemeteries. And you walk through, and there's just innumerable millions and billions of this. These are all war memorials. In the United States, has 27 war memorials of over 250,000 killed that are overseas. Who are these dead people? Many of them we know. We know them by name. You can go and you can find their names. And in current history, today's history, you can actually find out information about these people. Now, Kath and I had the privilege of visiting Verdun. It's a World War I site. 20 million people died in World War I. 60 million people died in World War II. This building here is about a half a mile long. And underneath, they found so many dead. They're still finding dead. That entire mausoleum is filled with what they call the bones. Millions. Who are these dead people? Who are they? Who are these dead people? Think about this. But think about the number of people that are dying each day. It's incomprehensible and it's hard to understand the sheer number of it. Just imagine all the funerals. Who are these dead people? You can walk through, how many of you have walked through cemeteries and you can't even see their name? You have no idea who they are. But every one of these people had families, had loved ones, people they cared about, people that went to their funerals. Now, some of these you can still read, but are they remembered? Are they remembered by anybody that's living today? They're not, are they? Who are these dead people? Who are these dead people? Millions. You know, something to think about, I'd like to have you think about this, is God knows who these dead people are, doesn't he? And someday, not only the church will know who these dead people are, but the world of mankind will know who these dead people are. I believe, it's my belief and my thought, that the church and the world of mankind will know every one of these people, who they are, and their experiences, their loved ones, their families. What a wonderful thing to consider, what our Heavenly Father is going to allow us to know these people, to resurrect these people, to bring them back to life, to have their families reunited with each other, to be brought back together. Can you imagine the joy and the happiness? The joy and the happiness that we would have resurrecting these people? Now, if you travel to certain parts of Europe, there are the Celtics, and these are said to be 5,000-6,000 years old. There's no markers. But many of these sites have as many as 5,000 people buried there. Imagine that. It's hard to comprehend. But think of the glory that we'll have when as church members we'll say, come forth, a shout of victory to all these people, known and unknown. If you go to Arlington Cemetery, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier says, known only but to God. The largest percentage of the world of mankind is known only but to God. They've been forgotten. There are many people, there are no families to remember them. Now here lies the body of Thomas Greenwood, age 50 years old, died in September of 1693. Now I'm going to predict, I'm going to make a prediction right now, that someday we'll know who this person is. There's no doubt in my mind that we'll know who Thomas Greenwood is. We'll resurrect him. Someone will resurrect him. The church will resurrect him. We'll be there when we'll recognize his family. His family will be there when he's resurrected. Think of the joy, the happiness. Think about Zack Ziegler, Jr., died in World War II. We'll know who this person is. You'll know his family. Think of the love and joy that will bring to our hearts. These also, you'll know them. I guarantee it. I'm certain that the Heavenly Father knows the stars by name, doesn't he? So why isn't he going to know everybody? That's why I don't do PowerPoints. All right. What a blessing to know that someday we'll know these people. Well, the joy and the opportunity to resurrect them. Who's this? Who is that? What a wonderful thing to understand that someday we'll know who that is. What a blessing. Let me close with a couple of scriptures, because we have an important role in this, don't we, brethren? And we'll turn to 1 Corinthians. Because this has to do with us and this, and the glory and the power of our Heavenly Father to correct this and fix this. And this is 1 Corinthians 15:55. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. This is talking about us. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible, let's put on incorruption. This corruptible is us. We must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. That is us. And you go on, it says, so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is a law. But thanks be to God, who giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, the victory of removing the sting of death.